The group Environment Massachusetts is urging Massachusetts lawmakers to enact a ban on fracking, even though geologists and the petroleum industry insist the chances are remote. The controversial gas drilling technique, where water and chemicals are used to break rock, would ever be used in the Bay State.
The time to ban fracking in Massachusetts is now, before the drilling starts. We know what's at stake, and we need to act now to protect Massachusetts communities from the damage that fracking would bring.
Ben Hellerstein, field associate with Environment Massachusetts, said the group is in the early stages of a campaign to build public awareness about fracking in Massachusetts.
You know, I think that people are increasingly aware of it, in large part thanks to the debate in, you know, neighboring New York State, where it's been a hot issue for a long time. A lot of people are not aware that it is a threat here in Massachusetts, and so that is exactly what we're working to educate people about, you know, this fall and into the rest of the year.
At a news conference in Springfield last week, Hellerstein released a report called Fracking by the Numbers. The report, prepared by a national umbrella organization, Environment America, purports to quantify the impact of the gas drilling practice on drinking water, the air, and the land in states where fracking is allowed. Hellerstein pointed to statistics that show 82,000 fracking wells were drilled in the last 7 years and 280 billion gallons of wastewater were produced last year alone.
When it comes to fracking, the numbers don't lie. Fracking has created billions of gallons of toxic wastewater and damaged hundreds of thousands of acres of land across the country. And that is the kind of impact we can expect here if fracking is allowed in Massachusetts.
A bill to ban fracking has been filed in the Massachusetts House. It has just 14 co-sponsors. Steve Dodge, associate director of the New England Petroleum Council, said there is no reason for Massachusetts to enact a fracking ban.
We don't ban coal mining in Massachusetts. None of us would be very enthralled if there was any coal mining done here or any proposal, but yet we don't ban that. But if they proponents would have us ban hydraulic fracturing.
The U.S. Geological Survey last year announced the discovery of shale gas deposits in the Connecticut River Valley. Geologists at a meeting at UMass Amherst last December concluded it was unlikely any commercial drilling would occur.
There's been some false information that's been put out, or that's been interpreted to suggest that there may be resources in the so-called Hartford Basin, which runs up from Hartford, Connecticut, up through the Pioneer Valley. That just isn't happened. Texaco looked at it a number of years ago. There was nothing there. There's nothing there now. So it's just never going to happen.
Hellerstein said if the gas industry has no interest in drilling in Massachusetts, then there should be no objections to a fracking ban.
We don't want to take our chances. Folks in the Pioneer Valley are very privileged to enjoy clean air and clean water and beautiful landscapes, and we want to make sure we can keep it that way. So that's why we're working to ban fracking in Massachusetts.
Joining Environment Massachusetts at the Springfield News Conference was City Councilor Kateri Walsh.
And I'm really happy that they are starting here in Springfield in Western Massachusetts this awareness campaign that hopefully will lead to a successful outcome.
Environment Massachusetts is also seeking a ban on bringing contaminated wastewater from hydrofracking to wastewater treatment plants in Massachusetts. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.